Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best Darn Garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
Get a new Tohatsu boat motor and feel the wind. Tohatsu Outboard offers four-stroke motors up to 250 horsepower with a five-year warranty. Simplic technology, reliability, dependability, and simplicity. Get a new Tohatsu motor with low monthly payments. Financing is available and we accept major credit cards and debit cards. Call McCurry's Outboard in Anderson at 864-225-8704 and let's deal. Open weekdays 8 to 5:30 till noon on Saturdays. McCurry'sOutboard.com.
Hey Clemson fans, if you want to join a growing team that's making a difference in people's lives, Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies that help treat orthopedic injuries around the world and right here in our community. Arthrex supports local community and is proud to be a part of the upstate. Join a company that provides exciting career opportunities, job security, great benefits, and has a state-of-the-art manufacturing campus. Visit careers.arthrex.com today. No manufacturing experience required. Together, we're making people better.
Hey, Tiger fans, Doug Kingsmore Stadium is your destination for Clemson baseball this spring, and the next home game is coming up soon. For details on the schedule, tickets, promotions, gear, and much, much more, be sure and visit ClemsonTigers.com. Secure your tickets today and get ready for your Clemson baseball experience. From the first pitch to the singing of the alma mater, it's Clemson Tiger Baseball. And we'll see you there.
George Coleman Ford wants you to know right now is the time to order your new Ford car, truck, or SUV and save money. In doing so, you'll get all the current incentives and, if the available incentives improve, once your new George Coleman Ford arrives, you'll get the better of the two. George Coleman Ford has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. And don't forget, there are never any document or closing fees at George Coleman Ford, a customer-focused culture for over 90 years. George Coleman Ford.
Tip to the road rage. We are back. You want in? You can get in now. The phone lines are working. 654-7627. You can get in. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks, where you ought to be getting into Twin Peaks like every sports day, which is, you know, every day. MLB. How about this? What is it about MLB that makes it feel just right to have a beer on your lunch break? Yeah. Look, the season's in full swing. Come in and grab a 29-degree draft beer and celebrate baseball being back, served to you by the world's most beautiful women, 80 high-definition monitors for you to watch all the action in. Go watch your favorite baseball team at the Peaks. There's nothing like it. How about this, Ramona? This sounds so incredibly good. It's National Barbecue Month and National Hamburger Month. So what does Twin Peaks do? Look, did you know that May's both National Barbecue Month and National Hamburger Month? What better way to get the grill fired up and celebrate both than with the Smokestack Burger? We take a seasoned, smashed, and seared-to-order burger patty, top it with our favorite pulled pork straight from our own in-house smokers. Then we add cheddar, red onions, jalapenos, tomato, pickles, cilantro, and top it all off with a smoky sweet barbecue sauce and chipotle mayo. Come get you some. Are you kidding? I mean, how? That makes that. I crave that right now. I would stuff that down my gullet right now if I had that. I would attack that thing right now if I had that, I promise you. It doesn't get better. You know, hopefully you watched the Derby at Twin Peaks. You watched Alvarez get his butt kicked. Where's my man Zach? By the way, Ramona, I'll tell you the story in a second. Get to Twin Peaks, though. It doesn't get better. World Whiskey Day is coming up, as is the American Craft Beer Week. That's May 10th to the 16th. It's all Twin Peaks all the time. Get to the scenic views. Get to the incredible food. The food's the biggest shocker of the whole deal. Get to Twin Peaks for all your sports. You'll thank me later. You know, this listener, caller Zach, Ramona, hates Alvarez as much as I do. Alvarez is like a phony, and Zach is like always picking against Alvarez. He's like,
just because he hates him,
right? He's always picking against Alvarez, and he wrote me, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, about the fact he was going to lay down some money in the fight, and he was going to go against Alvarez, that he thought that Bivol could really beat him. Then about a few days ago, he has an epiphany, and it's Walt. I can't bet on Bivol.
I'm gonna bet
on Alvarez, who he hates. I'm gonna bet on Alvarez because Bivol's just not this and not this.
Oh my gosh.
And Bivol's just not that. He's not that.
Oh no.
And then Alvarez gets his brains beat in. Zach loses on both fronts.
Oh,
His worst dreams become nightmares, or his best dreams become nightmares.
Why would he do that?
You know that line I sometimes use here about, I used it at draft time, about always going with my first choice?
Yeah.
that means you too.
Oh no!
That means you too, and you
would have enjoyed it so much.
Right, he would have. You know? He would have enjoyed it so much. Now it had to be absolutely brutal. In fact,
honestly,
I've not heard from him since.
Oh no! I wonder how much he bet. Did he tell you?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess we shouldn't know that.
Yeah, maybe not. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Andrew Sleep, too. Are you tired of being tired? Research shows adults need between 7 to 9 hours sleep every night. Most don't get it. The number one reason given, a bad mattress. Sleep's the most important activity you do every day. It affects your mood, your energy, your productivity, your health. 230,000 hours. That's how much time an average human spent sleeping in a lifetime. With over 100 years of experience, Engine Sleep gives you a better mattress for a better price. All that means a better night's sleep. Every mattress has a 60-night trial, 10-year cover-it-all warranty. Use code WCCP for 10% off and 2 free pillows. Tell them we sent you. Tell them Road Rage sent you. Visit the showroom Monday to Saturday. Set up a 15-minute virtual sleep chat online with an expert. It doesn't get better. Sleep impacts your health, your mental, physical, emotional well-being. Get quality sleep. You can do it for as little as 70 cents a day. You're spending $5 a day on coffee that keeps you awake all night. You think you can spend 70 cents a day on sleep that, you know, helps you, you know, sleep all night? Try that. Mattress sizes twin XL, full XL, rare size when you make them. Turns out when you make them, when you engineer them, you can make them any size you want. Queen, king, cal king, adjustable beds as well. Cut out the middleman, right to the source. 627 Congaree Road in Greenville, or online at engineeredsleep.com for more info. See what they offer for yourself. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. 866-244-0898. 866-244-0898. All right, Ramona. I'm sitting there. Minding my own business.
At my work
table the other day.
Yeah.
You know, doing something sports related.
Yeah.
And I hear a sound. It's not a good sound coming.
Okay,
from
Okay, so you're at your house at your right. table and you hear a weird sound.
Yeah, not a good sound to me coming from outside. Now Odin, who is an Anatolian Shepherd. Anatolian Shepherds, they actually make shirts and mugs and everything about these dogs because they don't come when you call, okay? They're not a German shepherd, all right? That's not who Anatolians are. Anatolians come.
What do you mean?
Anatolians come.
They don't mind you?
Listen to me.
Okay.
As a breed,
okay.
All right?
Okay.
They are aloof. They believe themselves to have a job to do, and their job isn't bowing to your whims.
That seems kind of counterproductive there.
Well, it depends. You know, they're guarding. They're watching. That's what they do. And they're not, they don't run to you when you say, "Ooh, want a doggy treat?"
No, but if you tell them, you know, you're supposed to be the boss, right?
But look, I had another Anatolia in the past, a large female, Zira. Zira came like all Anatolians, like most Anatolians, only if she wanted to. You could call her all friggin' day, use every trick you wanted. She would come only if she was so inclined. Odin is actually pretty darn good about it. He actually does come the majority of the time. So when I'm calling him.
Okay. So, yeah, okay.
He's not coming. All right. And I'm thinking to myself.
Something.
And I don't hear him now, and he's not coming. And so.
His jaws are busy.
I walk out on the. On the back porch, and I look over the railing, and I see Odin doing the moving forward and jumping back thing, and I know instantly,
like a snake or something.
Not like a snake. I know with 100% certainty it's a snake. The question is, what kind of snake?
Yeah.
And so I'm yelling at him to get away. And I start to run towards him, you know, to protect him.
Right.
If this is a copperhead, as I've had, you know, numerous copperheads on my property, including one last year that was a bit of an incident. So as I yell at him to get away and I start to move towards him, he did the exact same thing he did last year with the 6-foot rat snake. The second he thought I was coming, now, in his mind, he thinks he has to protect me.
Oh, yeah. So, I see what you're saying.
So he grabs the snake. It was a garter snake, it turns out. So harmless. Not harmless to the garter snake, it turns out. But he grabs the snake mid-body, and he rises up in the air on two legs. And he does the same thing he did with the 6-foot black rat snake. He starts flipping his whole head and shoulders violently from one side to the other. To kill it. That's what he's doing. Because he thinks
it's gonna get you.
Yeah. And so what I've come to realize now off these two occasions is I have to try a different approach. I have these, you know, like boat I don't say foghorn things that make this insanely loud sound. I'm gonna try that next time to see if I can distract him with that. As opposed to me coming towards
him. Coming out there when I go to, thinking, yeah.
Right, he thinks he needs to protect me. And one of these times, it is going to be a copperhead again. And he's going to be bitten. And, you know, so.
He didn't get bit, did he?
Well, it's a garter snake. It doesn't really matter.
Good.
Was a garter snake.
The snake's going, no, I'm not going to do it.
You would think that all these animals would have told each other, you know, in private consultation.
Stay away from my yard. You would think. I'm sure humans had that idea.
Remember Zero, the Anatolian I was telling you about? Remember the story I told on the air at the time?
About the turtle?
They find every living thing, too. Here's a note to you living things out there. You living things, do not go near my property. You will not be a living thing. Because they find and hear every stinking thing. The female Anatolian, she hears things that are like in different counties. I mean, you know, and she's always right. She's 100% right. But... yeah, when I had the old female Anatolian, Zira, who was, you know, she was 150 pounds. She was really big, tall. I go out one day, and I see her laying there chewing on something. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, please, let it be an inanimate thing. Let it be a glove or something that she found somewhere.
Yeah,
you know, leather,
a stick.
Leather glove. Yeah. Something like that. No, she found a box turtle and had eaten half of the turtle through the shell.
Oh, the poor turtle.
The poor turtle's thinking.
Are they poisonous, those turtles?
No, but most reptiles carry some form of salmonella.
I imagine so.
You know, that's a little bit of a concern. But you're not supposed to eat through the shell. That's what the turtle's defense is. The turtle shelled up, thinking, "Hey, I'm good. Stupid will go along. We'll go away here in a few minutes. I'll just hang out inside the shell." No.
That was
a bad plan.
Think about the poor turtle when he realized the shell wasn't going to help him. Man, his last moments were like, "Wait, the shell! I have the shell. What are you doing?"
I should not be instigating any of this, nor should I be laughing at any of the crazy.
The poor turtle.
Wait.
Yeah, how do you think they live 100? They live hundreds of years.
Not in my yard.
No.
Not in my yard. A damn life expectancy shoots right down.
He should have, like, instead of hiding in the shell, he should have figured out how to get out. Too bad they're attached.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could have ran.
Yeah, he could have run. Could have discarded the shell and run. I'm guessing that would not have helped him in this particular case either. But I'm like, no, you didn't do that. I was like, man, you didn't.
Do you remember which half?
I don't remember which half, but literally. 50% of the turtle and the shell had been consumed whole. And had I not been there in the next, you know, in the 2 seconds I was there, the other 50% was consumed.
You wouldn't have known what it was.
Hey, so by all means, you living animals, just a newsflash, stay away from my property. It does not bode well for you. Hey, let me tell you about Water Furnace and my guy, Eric Rooney. Listen, the best, most efficient heating and cooling known to Earth is Water Furnace. There's nothing is geothermal, and Water Furnace is the number one geothermal company in the country. That's what you need to know. Now, is there any drawback to the energy efficiency of Water Furnace and geothermal? Just one. The initial cost, because the coils have to go into the ground. It's a harder install. You don't have the monstrosity above the ground making all that noise or any of that stuff. The coils have to go into the ground. So that is initially more expensive. Here's the great news. The federal government recognizing the improved energy efficiency of geothermal is giving you a 26% tax rebate. The state of South Carolina recognizing the same is giving you 25%. You're now up to 51%. You're now over half the cost. Then the utility companies are kicking in. Like Blue Ridge is giving you $1,600 per ton. That's $6,400. Now you're down to the cost of a standard heat pump, except you're going to derive all this insane benefit. And if you're somebody who is heating, cooling your home through fossil fuels, well, we know the cost of fossil fuels right now. There's never been a better time or more important time than to make the switch to Water Furnace geothermal. And then there's this. Your monthly utility bill, about two-thirds of that bill comes from heating and cooling. Of that two-thirds of the bill, you're going to realize a 60 to 70% monthly savings. Monthly. Every month. And if there ever is a time that you go to sell your home, geothermal significantly enhances the home's value. Real estate people are discovering in rapid order what an advantage it is to have geothermal as part of a sale. So trust me when I tell you this. Call my friend Eric Rooney at Water Furnace Geothermal. Call Eric today. Tell him I sent you. 864-735-8081. 864-735-8081. Tell him you want to find out more about Water Furnace's geothermal. Quick break. Ed, you're up first.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Hey, Tiger fans, Doug Kingsmore Stadium is your destination for Clemson baseball this spring, and the next home game is coming up soon. For details on the schedule, tickets, promotions, gear, and much, much more, be sure and visit ClemsonTigers.com. Secure your tickets today and get ready for your Clemson baseball experience. From the first pitch to the singing of the alma mater, it's Clemson Tiger Baseball, and we'll see you there.
It's not too early to start thinking about new patio furniture from Craft Stove Store and Patio. Your patio deserves classic styles that will last you a lifetime. Brands like Summer Classics, Hanamint, Tropitone, Lloyd Flanders, Palm Spring Rattan, Meadowcraft, and Brizesta. Shop now for classic lifetime patio furniture at Craft Stove Store and Patio in Greenville. Start shopping at CraftStoveStore.com. Then visit them on Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Ben here, and I've got to tell you guys about my favorite pre-workout, OptiForce by EC Sports. OptiForce has proven and safe ingredients that help support power, strength, energy, and endurance. It uses all-natural caffeine paired with L-theanine for a smooth energy boost and no crash. All their flavors taste amazing. My personal favorite, the Tropical Blast. OptiForce will give you the energy boost you need to power through every workout. No risk with trying EC Sports money-back guarantee. Go to UpstateMuscle.com and use code BEN for 20% off your order.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.73% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at LightStream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/radio. LightStream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.73% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/rate for more information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios. This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the Upstate, nobody does it better than us. No, I said nobody. No, really. Know someone better? They don't exist. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dip to the Red Range. We are back. Tester 633, I have no idea why you would write such a thing. None. Time to put the dog down is what the text says. Well, what on earth would have led you to that little conclusion? And by the way, Odin is the most powerful dog I've ever seen. I've had dogs my whole life, big dogs my whole life. Odin's the most powerful dog I've ever seen. When there's a deer beyond the fence line,
yeah,
and he knows it from inside.
Right.
The second that door is open, he is off like a shot, and you have never seen 150 plus pounds move with such violence and strength. I mean, the explosiveness is insane. Ed, how are you, Ed?
Walter, I'm very well after Clemson's baseball sweep this weekend, which leads me into part of the reason I called. I'd like to say WCCP's coverage of baseball with Don and Quack occasionally and Bob and everybody else, the baseball director, anybody who else does it. Their coverage is outstanding. I would about rather listen to baseball on the radio than watch it, especially with the Tigers.
Well, yeah.
Coverage is just...
Well, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of great people individually, and as a team, they function really well. I mean, you know, Bob Mahoney is sort of... Mr. Clemson baseball, and then you got a young Mr. Clemson baseball and our William Quackenbush, and so nobody covers it better. They all do an outstanding job. Don, of course.
Yeah. And I just wanted to give them a shout out because I really appreciate it. Secondly,
and it sounds even better when they're beating the living crap out of Georgia Tech, huh?
Yeah, well, you know what? That made me slow down and actually listen to the coverage instead of cussing at the radio about walking 3 miles.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It makes it, yeah, it's much more palatable in victories, especially in victories over Georgia Tech where you beat their brains in.
Yeah, I actually get a lot less yard work done when I've got the radio on and they're pounding the almighty hell out of somebody rather than losing.
Yeah.
So... anyway, speaking of baseball, congrats to the Braves for beating the Brewers 2 out of 3, but how about my Cards going out to the Bay and winning 2 out of 3?
Oh, look at this. Look at this. And it is Cardinals. Forget your Cardinals, Ed. The start of the National League is my Mets.
Well, we'll just see how that goes.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will, my friend. We will see how that goes. I'm getting more confident now, Ramona. I'm getting more confident. Hey, when you come back from 7-1 in the ninth and win 8-7, it tells me there actually is something different about this team.
Yeah, that was something. I was a little stunned at that myself.
Yeah.
Listen, on these upsets you were talking about, and you're right on all of them you called, you didn't respond to my 1960 Pirates beating the Yankees. Is that not an upset?
Yeah.
In the World Series?
Yeah. It certainly is. And And it's a historical upset. I don't know what level I would put that on, though.
Well, they got outscored 55-27 in a 7-game series and won it.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. It's one of the great baseball upsets. Yes, it was. And then another of the great baseball upsets actually involved my Mets, the 69 Mets over the then allegedly invincible Baltimore Orioles, who had, you know, nothing but 20-game winners with Palmer and Cuellar, et cetera, and had, you know, Frank and Brooks Robinson and that whole crew.
Oh, yeah. And they were 82-80 for the season. The Mets were that year.
Well, the Mets in that season in their history, they were like 8 or 9 games behind the Chicago Cubs with like 3 or 4 weeks to play. The Cubs had to do a death tank for the Mets to even get in.
Well, you can always count on the Cubs.
That's true. Look at it. Hey, Ed, we found something we agree on.
Yeah, well,
Cub hatred.
Being an NL Central guy, you know, the Cubs, they are the hated enemy, and are ugly stepbrother.
Well, so the Cubs, yeah, and the Cubs used to be an NL East team too.
Yeah, they were at one. Well, actually, the Cardinals were at one time.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, we've had plenty of reason to hate them over here. Plus, the Cardinals originally from Chicago. You know, little known fact there for a lot of people. But I thought that was one of the big upset things. And by the way, the snake that Odin killed, did you think about skinning it and eating it, Walt? That's good food.
No, I did not. It's a garter snake.
Ew.
It's not a rattlesnake. It's a garter snake. And the answer is no. And you don't really want to hear the rest of that story, because
probably not.
Yeah, there wasn't a. It did not go well for the snake.
No, it usually doesn't. See, I have a buddy who's a 75-pound park pointer, park boxer, and not very many living things make it around him either. Yeah. We have a truce with the cats and the goats, but other than that. Just ask my left index.
Yeah, that's right. He's warming up.
Have a good show.
Thank you, Ed. George or Jeff? How are you, Jeff?
Walter, how are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Well, since Tiger Paul, you know, shaved in the side of his head, accountant Ed has brought up the. About the snakes, what does a rattlesnake taste like in comparison to a guinea pig, Walt? Can you please inform me?
No, I can't. I actually can't inform you of that. I can't. I forgot the guinea pig alleged eating heritage thing. I have no idea.
It's all fun and games until you realize what's going on until you eat it. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Yes, sauce that baby right up, Jeff. Put enough sauce on something, and anything becomes palatable.
That's right. It's a barbecue, barbecue.
Right. There you go.
Until you hear the squeals, and you think they're kids. No, I'm kidding. Oh, all right. Anyways, I'm kidding. All right. Enough of that stuff, PETA. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, PETA's gonna love this show. they already love me from past conversations I've had with them in years past on the radio.
Yeah, I know. We're fully aware. Yeah. Those were great.
Yes, it did not go well for them.
We need the worst of Walt from like 7 to 12 on Saturday. That would be great. Anyways, I'm gonna switch gears just a minute and switch it to college football real quick. And I've heard a lot. Well, I haven't heard. I've been reading a lot of like people suggesting like this could be like a down year for Georgia athletics. I mean, I've seen some that say, you know, you have the the red and black sunglass people that say, oh, they're not going to lose the game, blah, blah, blah. But I've also seen others that say Georgia's probably going to lose at least a game or two in the conference and finish second to Tennessee. I'm serious. That is going strong right now. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that on the surface before you got really deep into college football this summer and got going into that.
Well, my initial thought is this. I think that Georgia is clearly going to take a step back defensively because you can't lose one of the greatest defenses of all time in all that experience of personnel to the NFL and not take some sort of hit there. If there are some people who think that was the greatest defense of all time last year, well, by definition, whether that's true or not, but if you believe that, but by definition, well, then you can't be this year. You know what I mean? That's the way it is. You lost a ton of experienced defensive personnel from every level. So that's going to take a hit. Now, you still have a ton of athletes. Carter is still the best defensive lineman in that whole mix. He'll be back. I've said that from the first moment he got to Georgia that I thought he was that guy. And so you still have a ton of personnel. Where I think Georgia might make it up, though, is I think the offense might actually be better. And therefore, I think you're going to look different than you did last year. Not as dominant defensively, but perhaps a little more efficient offensively. And maybe an offense that scores more points. I mean, I would love to be Monken and have that group of four tight ends to work with. I just think there's so much you can do with them from a personnel grouping and talent standpoint.
Is that conceivable to say that Georgia's going to run four personnel, though, at the college level? And I'll say this.
I don't know that you're going to run, four team personnel, but I do think you're going to use all four guys.
Right. And again, love Trayvon, love all these guys, but how much of this was like ESPN, SEC propaganda? Not taking away anything from these guys, but I'm just saying, how much of this is propaganda and how much of it is realistic? And I'll take it off air, Walt.
All right, Jeff. I think you're talking about in terms of the historical perspective on Georgia regarding that defense. This is what I would tell you. I think that the Georgia front seven was as good as any the game of college football has ever seen. Lewis Cine was terrific, but I think the weakness in that Georgia defense was still that secondary. Kendrick wasn't very good, and I don't think that secondary was very good other than Cine. And I think you had youth in some key spots, the youth that may turn out to be stars, but that wasn't ready. So I think if you're looking at that Georgia defense, I think the front two levels of it were perhaps as good as any of the game has ever seen. I don't think the secondary was. Now, how you group it all together and compare it to other great defenses, I haven't really spent a great deal of time thinking about. All right, Devin, I'm going to come to you on the other side. We'll get right to you. And I also want to talk a little Clemson baseball before we get out of here today. And we still need to get to the quarterback list. We may not do that until tomorrow. Before I get to Devin, let me tell you about my guy, David Green, the Green Law Firm. Look, I haven't met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. And you're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed in several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue might be, it's a personal matter. It impacts your well-being. Stop living like that. Stop thinking about moving to Idaho and living off the grid. Nay, you can live right where you are. You just need to call my guy, David Green. Other people know the solution. Now you do. Call my guy, David Green. David has working relationships established over 20 years with local and national IRS agents. He understands the Fresh Start program, how to use this program to your best advantage. David Green can extricate you from your mess, whatever level of mess you have. So whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether they ought to come up, it does not matter. All that matters is you call my guy, David Green. Now, David can't magically change your past, but he can absolutely change your future and your path forward. Call my guy, David Green, the Green Law Firm. They do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call for a free strategy session, free, 271-7940, 271-7940. Did I say free? 271-7940, or visit their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal, green with an E at the end. Tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Quick break.
April showers bring May flowers, but it can also bring a bunch of unwanted issues with your home. Make sure you're prepared for the rain with the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. No homeowner wants to deal with a damp or wet basement, which is why Canty Foundation Specialist provides the best basement waterproofing solutions available. Our expert waterproofers know how to identify the cause and can provide you with a high-quality waterproof system that will eliminate those problems. Canty can fix it. Call 844-333-7354.
Helping others is how we roll at Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamston. Six non-perishable food items earns points toward $30 above the waist piercing. Buy two, get one free jewelry or 20% off your purchase. We're supporting Clemson Community Care because helping others is how we roll. Purple Haze, with stores in Clemson and Williamston. Piercings, glassware, t-shirts, and lots of really cool stuff you won't find anywhere else. Purple Haze, Williamston and Clemson. We put a spell on you.
It's time to lighten up the mood and update your sock collection with Clemson Sock Shop. Our socks are conversation starters, make great gifts, and enhance any outfit. We have exclusive Clemson socks, socks with your favorite sports team, witty puns, and more. Do you love popcorn? How about 80s and 90s nostalgia? SpongeBob? We have a sock for that and so much more. Shop local at Clemson Sock Shop Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays until 4 inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square. Buy five, get one free. Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, we hear you and Gary discussing Medicare all the time. Does Gary handle any other insurance products like life or long-term care?
Super question, listener. While my specialty is Medicare insurance, our agency also provides help in the life and long-term care areas. We additionally handle these products for you even if you do not have Medicare. That is the beauty of a diverse agency. If I am not your best choice in a particular area, I can pass you on to one of my agents who is better at that.
There you go, listener. Gary or one of his agents can help you in any area of life and health insurance. Just call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and Gary will hook you up, and you'll thank me later.
Mission. Brian reached out to me and said this. This is on Facebook. He reached out to me. He said, yo, I lost 7.4 pounds in the first week on PhD weight loss.
Whoa.
He said, for the rest, I'm doing my best to stick to the plan. Very helpful consultants there. I met with Emily, Nicolette, and Rita. And he said he let them know they heard about it from our show. And that's the kind of, I think I lost 9 or something like that the first week. But for men, I think the average is like 5 pounds a week. And for women, it's like 3 pounds a week. And I know Brian's going to continue on the journey. I've heard from several of you who are going to continue on the journey. I'm continuing on the journey, even in the maintenance phase where it's changed the way. You can go visit them, 29 South Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville. You can check out their website, myphdweightloss.com. They really like it in person, but they're nationwide and they're growing all the time. They boomed during COVID because they're able to have a plan that works for you at home just over the phone. So go by and see them in Greenville or check them out at myphdweightloss.com.
It's been said, you get out of some things what you put into it. That's how the folks at Roto-Rooter view it when it comes to your future. As a professional plumber with them, you'll see your income is in your hands with potential compensation as high as $100,000 plus. When you become part of the Roto-Rooter team, they invest in your health and your well-being and your future. That means full benefits. We've urged you for years to invest in Roto-Rooter to do your plumbing both at home and your business. That's how this works. They invest in you. Roto-Rooter has been in business for nearly 90 years, and the local folks have been a part of that legacy for over 30. With continued strong growth in homes and businesses across the Carolinas, that means you could have the potential to make as much as $100,000 plus income with Roto-Rooter. Start your future at rotocareers.com. That's rotocareers.com. You'll thank me later.
We're your sports psychologists. Taking your calls on the Vibe broadband phone lines all day. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
So good. We are back. Lots to get to. Devin and Craig, I'm coming right to you. In fact, let me do that right now. Let me get to Devin because we're running out of time here quickly. Devin, good to have you back, Devin. I don't know where you've been. I've seen you tweeting. You gotta get in. You gotta get in, my friend.
I know it's been a minute, but I wanted to talk about. Gosh, I'm so sorry if you can hear that. My dog's in the background, but. And we wanted to talk about UFC and especially the fight that happened this weekend, but I was a little like on the fence. I don't know if I can do that. You know, they don't talk about it much. I don't know if it'll be well received, anything like that. But then Georgia Jeff called in and talked about eating guinea pigs. And my dad looks at me and goes, don't think you can talk about UFC now. And I said, Dad, you have a point. So, so
oh God! So why is it always the last 30 minutes of the show, Ron? It's always the last 30 minutes. All right. Yeah.
So Saturday was the UFC card. And the big draw was Charles Oliveira versus Justin Gaethje. Yeah. You know, Striker and Gaethje, jiu-jitsu and Oliveira. I wasn't really interested in that fight. The only thing that drew me to that at all was the fact that Oliveira missed weight. So he wasn't really fighting for anything other than not to let Gaethje take the belt.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do now that Oliveira won and now the title's just vacant. It's a little weird. But the Rose Namajunas fight versus Carlos Barza was what I was super excited about. I love Rose Namajunas and the story of her, you know, Carlos Barza and Namajunas fighting years ago and Barza being one of the first to beat Namajunas and really, like, push her off of this path to the championship. Finally, Namajunas gets back on the track, wins the belt, and beats the strawweight queen, one of the greatest to ever do it. I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce her name because I don't know how. But then to go on, defend the belt, lose it, end up going through a very, very terrible time in her life to come back from that, win the title again, and then finally she's getting to redeem herself against Esparza, and she lost. And I was so upset about that. I was so excited for that fight and for her to be able to redeem herself.
Devin?
And,
Devin, your father was wrong.
He was wrong? Wow. You know what, Walt? I can't say I'm upset because I don't think I've ever heard those words in my life from anyone.
Hey,
the only
exciting thing that happened there was the chick was like the 20-year-old blonde chick who decides to rush the cage, Ramona, after the Oliveira fight. some 20 or so year old blonde chick who is probably hammered decides to rush the cage. Bad decision.
She just run into it?
Oh, yeah.
No, a security guard launched her.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
It was like something you'd see at fake wrestling, but it was real. She went airborne. Yeah.
It was impressive.
Yeah, it was impressive. It's the only impressive thing in the event. The only impressive thing in the event.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty ruthless. That's why it came down to split decision. And a lot of people like to argue, like, oh, this person should have won, this person should have won. Neither of them should have won. It was terrible. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do there. It was pretty awful. Of course, Oliveira fight ended in, 3 minutes, I think, 3:32.
Yep.
But I know you're running low on time and there's someone else, so I'm going to let him get in. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Devin. Good job. Craig, and then we'll wind up with my buddy Josh Phillips here, which I assume will be about Rich Strike. I swear, Marna, I still have to look for this horse's name. It's not like something... The whole thing still just doesn't compute. Craig, how are you, Craig?
How you doing,
Craig?
You know, I bet there are people that would have paid that guy to talk longer so I don't get on the phone.
That's a fair point.
Let me tell you, you Mets fan, and Ed, you Cardinal fans, baseball does not start until July 4th.
Hey,
so keep it.
Hey,
don't even
first team
it, okay?
to win 20 games in Major League Baseball, the New York Mets.
Whippy, dippy.
Hey, and then you're gonna listen, that's like a fifth of the season now we're talking.
Yeah, fifth of the season.
And don't forget, for the first time now, going back through all last year, the Mets can actually allow Jacob DeGrom to just sit there and chill. And you know what? If that dude comes back healthy, whether it's 20 games from now or 40 games from now, and the Mets are still where they are, still in first place, good luck.
All right. If you're putting your chips on Mr. I Get Injured Every Year,
hold on. That's not fair. It was just last year. It was only last year. Don't go inventing stories now.
That guy gets hurt more than I do driving my tractor.
Only last year and whatever run over from last year into this year there was, because he didn't make it to the gate.
Don't put your chips on Jacob DeGrom, okay? God, he's a great pitcher, but he's good for about 100 innings a year.
Most talented in history, I would say.
Yeah, well, I could debate that, but you got no time.
Throwing 103 miles an hour with Greg Maddux level control.
Well, we could debate that, because you got to actually play a little bit, okay? You can't, throw 100 innings and be the greatest.
Again, 1 year.
You got to play. You got to play. Love you all, but we'll discuss this again. I'm a closet Mets fan, forget about it.
You go back to the closet. Thank you, Craig. Well, Josh, where'd you go? Josh, we wanted to get your final word on here from my horse racing buddy. Guy who actually owns a stable and is trying to do this exact thing, trying to find a horse to buy for 30 grand who wins the Kentucky Derby. 30 grand, Mona. 30 grand. I wrote on Twitter right after the race, I could have bought that horse. 30 grand, I could have done it. I could have bought that horse. Heck, I spent 30 grand on fixing the Jeep the last few weeks.
Yeah, that's what I started to say. You could ride the horse to work.
I thought that, too. I had that thought, too. Probably be more efficient. At least I'd be guaranteed to get there and back, at least to a higher degree. All right, we did not get to much quarterback stuff. We'll get to that tomorrow. A couple things I want to get to before we get out of here, though. One is Clemson baseball, and I want to talk more about it tomorrow. We only touched on it for a little bit in the last segment, but Clemson baseball just beats the living crap out of Georgia Tech. I mean, bludgeons them this weekend, and that shows you the potential. You know, offensively, Clemson's like a bit of a juggernaut right now where all the pieces have come together. The strikeouts maybe not quite as high. Guys getting the bat on ball, obviously Will Taylor back in the mix. There are a lot of things to like. The thing that still concerns me is I'm still concerned at a high level about the starting pitching. I'm still worried about that. I'm still worried about when you face the best teams you're going to face, how is the starting pitching going to hold up? Right now, the task is just to get to the tourney. That's the task. And you do have the benefit of Boston College awaiting and the possibility of sweeping a BC. You got to deal with Virginia, though. And we'll see how it plays out. But this was a really good first step to turning it around for Clemson baseball. Now it's a question of, can you build off that? Can you generate some consistency off of that? Can your bats be good enough that they overcome the sometimes suspect starting pitching? They were against Georgia Tech. We'll find out moving forward whether that's going to be the case or not. There's more on this I want to get to. We'll do it on tomorrow's show when we have a little more time. And when Rich Strike isn't winning the Kentucky Derby, we'll do all that tomorrow. We'll also talk about this quarterback list, and we'll wrap up the quarterback list. I want to back up a little bit into the top 10, which we ran through at the end of last Thursday's show. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Engineered Sleep. Are you tired of being tired? Research shows adults need between 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. Most don't get it. The number one reason given, a bad mattress. Sleep's the most important activity you do every day. It impacts your mood, your energy, your productivity, your health. 230,000 hours. That's how much time an average human spends sleeping in a lifetime. With over 100 years of experience, Engineered Sleep gives you a better mattress for a better price. All that means a better night's sleep. Every mattress has a 60-night trial and a 10-year cover-it-all warranty. Use code WCCP. Did I say 3Cs there? WCCP for 10% off and 2 free pillows. That's amazing, too. So you get a 60-night trial, 10-year cover-it-all warranty. Use code WCCP for 10% off and 2 free pillows. Amazing. Visit the show Monday to Saturday. Set up a 15-minute virtual sleep chat online with an expert. Your very health, mental, physical, emotional health depends on the quality of your sleep. Cut out the middleman. Go right to the source where they've been making the finest mattresses forever. Twin, Twin XL, Full XL, Queen King, Cal King, adjustable beds as well. 627 Congaree Road in Greenville or online, injuredsleep.com. Call them, 866-244-0898. Tell them I sent you. It's the way it works. I'll see you tomorrow.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar. Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
If you've ever ordered food for work, you understand. It's different. There's just so much more at stake. Whether it's a meeting, a client call, or lunch with the office that has to arrive at the actual lunchtime, food for work has to work. That's why there's Easy Gator. Food that's on time and as ordered from over 82,000 restaurants. And if there's a problem, rare, you can reach someone in seconds.
Thank you for calling Easy Gator.
Some food just doesn't work at work, but Easy Cater just does. Order 24/7 at easycater.com.
Out with the old and in with the new. Grainger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old,
Take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom, a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy. No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer.